You're listening to another AppleViz podcast.
Hi again, everyone. This is Carla once again with you with another weather-related app. As I know that you're aware, I was flooded out in 2013. So this app is quite essential to us, really, here. And it's called Flood Alert. So we're going to go into Flood Alert and see what it's all about. So if you live in a flood risk area, this is pretty essential stuff, to be honest. And I didn't realise this existed. And I had a look around on the App Store and thought, wouldn't it be really good if somebody had done an app that could notify you? And they had. So there we are. I went and got it. So
Flood Alert. Double tap to open.
Let's open it.
Flood Alert.
Okay.
Flood Alert. Overview.
Right, so now we're on the page here. We've got an overview.
Help. Overview. Help. Link.
We've got an
image.
Help link.
Overview. Visited. Link.
Obviously, I've visited this because I've been checking. And it's a link.
My locations. Link.
There's a My Locations link. You can add your location in. You can add more than one location in as well. Now, I've only got the one.
Near me. Link.
There's a near me link, so if somebody has the app that lives near you, which somebody actually does, they've put their postcode in. And so it would come up. I could click on that link and it would look at what their alert is as well.
Flooding in England and Wales.
So it will show you the whole of the country.
List no severe flood warnings. Link.
That's a relief. No severe flood warnings.
List no flood warnings. Link.
And there are no flood warnings.
List one flood alert. Link.
There is one flood alert, so we'll check that.
Flood warnings by ellipsis.
So you can have flood warnings by these categories.
County. Pop-up button.
You can have
double
county.
Tap to activate the picker.
So we could have it by
county.
County.
Pop-up
so
button.
Let's
county. Done. County.
So you could
picker item. Local authority.
Have local authority.
County.
County.
County. Local authority. Region.
Region. I quite like it in region, actually. So
region.
I'm just going to
select
region.
Item. Adjustable.
And that's pretty much what you've
done.
Got.
Button. That's, overview.
That's, I've selected done now to select
help.
That.
Overview. Milo. Near me. Flooding. List no severe flood. List no. List one flood alert. Flood warnings by. At region.
So
pop
it's
up
by
button.
Region.
Number of flood warnings enforced by region.
And now it's going to show me by region now I've selected it.
Anglia, no alerts. Link.
No alerts in Anglia.
Midlands, no alerts. Link.
Midlands.
List northeast, one warning. Link.
Northeast, there's a warning apparently. We'll have a look at that.
Northwest, no alerts. Southeast, no alerts. Link. Southwest, no alerts. Link. Wales, no alerts. Link. Data feeds last updated on 26/01/2015 at 25.
So it was last updated at 8:05 this evening. So we'll look.
Developed by CH2M Hill.
And that's the developer.
Data provided by the Environment Agency and Natural Resources Wales.
It tells you where it gets its data.
Copyright, copyright signed 2014.
Copyright.
Natural data developed,
so
data feeds
back.
Wales, south, northwest, list north Midlands, no alerts. List northeast, one warning. Link.
Northeast, and we'll look at northeast's warning. So let's double
list
tap
northeast,
on that.
One warning. Flooding is possible. Be prepared.
Okay, so when it's a warning.
Flood alert.
And it's an alert rather than a warning or a severe warning. It's a be prepared. So we'll have a look at this.
Northeast. Warnings in. Near me. My location. Over.
Okay,
my
location.
Near me. Warnings in. Northeast. Flood alert. Flooding is possible. Be prepared. List North Sea coast from Whitby to Filey. Link.
Okay.
See other flood warnings.
Right, so there's a link here.
List North Sea coast from Whitby to Filey. Link.
From Whitby to Filey. So we'll double tap on that link and see what
list
it says.
List North Sea coast from Whitby to this flood alert is in force for the high tide between 9 p.m. and 10 p.m. on Monday the 26th of January. This alert is in force as wind and wave conditions may cause spray and overtopping, particularly in the area of Marine Royal Albert Drive and Scarborough.
Okay.
Current status. Flood alert. Raised. 26/01/2015 at 14:38. Last updated. 26/01/2015 at 14:38. List end. What action can I take?
Then you've got what action can I take?
When, how can I be prepared? Link.
How can I be prepared? And obviously it'll give you some useful information.
When, what to do when it floods? Link.
What to do when it floods?
Telephone call floodline. Link.
And you've got floodline, which is a link. And if you double tap on that link, it would call floodline.
See other flood warnings.
You can see other flood warnings if you want to from here.
Go back.
You can go back.
View all. Visited. Link.
You can view all.
Data feeds last updated. View all. Go back. See other flood.
So
go back.
We go back.
Go back. View flood alert. List. See other flood. Go back to national overview. Go back to map flood warnings by ellipse. List flood warnings by ellipse region. Pop up button.
So there you go. So it takes you back to activate the picker. Where we are. Now, since I've had this flood alert app, we have been on flood alert again. But it was very good and it came up with the information. We are very well prepared now, I have to say, in that we get the texts through from Floodline, or with the Environment Agency, I should say. We're on their text alert system. And we also get landline call. Both of us get the text. But also, I've got this app, so I was able to check to see what was happening. And basically what it told me was that the Middle Medway area, which is where we are here, which would affect the area that I'm in, was rising, and in the response to the rain that we would be having overnight, and to be prepared, but they didn't expect any flooding of properties. Well, in fact, the next day it came up and said we didn't get the forecast rain expected. This alert remains in force, however, we expect things to return to normal very quickly. The lye storage area, which stores any backed up flood water, was nowhere near capacity, and it would be taken down within the next 8 hours or so, which is what they did. So it certainly kept us up to date. It also gave me the floodline quick dial number as well that came up, and that's why I'm surprised I didn't see that on there. So, but maybe, I don't know whether they have a quick dial number for there, but perhaps they don't, I'm not sure. But certainly when I was looking at the flood alert status, the quick dial code was presented with the flood line link. In fact, let's go back to northeast and click on that link and see what happens, shall
number
we?
Number of flood warning, no alert. Right, Midland, list northwest, back. Southeast, no alert. Northwest, list northeast, one warning. List northeast,
let's
one
go
warning.
Back to there.
Go back to national alert, view all, data, data, view, go back, see up, list north, flooding is flood alert. Northeast, flood alert. Flooding is possible. Be prepared. Okay. List North Sea Coast from which see other flood warnings. Go back to national view all. Data feed developed by sea. List North Sea Coast from Whitby to Filey. Visited. Link. Image.
So let's click on that link again.
This flood alert current state flood alert raised. 20 last up 26. What action? Web, how can I? Web, what to? Telephone call floodline. Link.
So telephone call floodline.
See other flood warnings.
So if telephone we call would double tap on
link.
This.
Phone number detect. Telephone call floodline. 0845988 1188. Cancel call button.
You can call it or cancel it, so we're not going to call
button.
It but yeah, so you
flood alert. You can, telephone call,
you can dial it direct from there. So that really is what flood alert's all about, and it will give you notifications.
Three off the description.
So the other thing we can do, if we go
web, what to do when it tell us, see up, go back,
Obviously, you've got web, what to do when it floods. What to do
link,
when it floods.
Image. Web, how can I be prepared?
How can link. I be prepared?
Web, what telephone call? So, see other flood, go back. View all. Visited. Link. Overview.
So, there's
no severe flood warning. Flooding near me. My locations. Link.
So, if I click on my locations.
Link. Near me. Link. Your registered postcodes.
Now, this is where you would put your registered postcode in.
You have one postcode registered. You can register another postoct.
Oh, that was a nice misprint. You can register a nice another postcode.
List TN91TR.
So there's my postcode.
List add postcode add. Link.
There's your add button.
Flood warnings for your postcodes.
And then it says plus flood warnings for my postcodes.
There are currently no flood warnings for your registered postcode.
Well, that's good news.
Overview of flood warnings. View. The data feeds lost. Develop data feeds lost.
So I've got nothing to worry about, which is nice. And
list at postcode at link list. You have one post. You're right near me. Link.
You can click on the near me.
Near me.
So let's
link.
Go on there.
Flood warnings near you. You are in or near postcode TN91TL.
And list someone start. Else has obviously got a similar postcode to me, a few streets away probably.
There are currently no active flood warnings
again,
near you.
No active
list
flood
end.
Warnings.
Overview of flood warnings. That you are flood near my location. Overview. Help. Overview. Visit it.
So
help.
If we go to
link.
The help
image.
Part.
Settings and help.
So here we are. Let's have a look at this.
Home. Link. Overview. Visited. Link. My locations. Link. Near me. Visited. Link. Account options. Web settings. Link. Web logout. Link. Flood alert help. About flood alert. Link.
Now, something that I do need to say is when you do get the app, is it will ask you to set up an account. This was a bit tricky with VoiceOver when I did it. It did part of it, so I was able to put my first name and my postcode in, but it wouldn't accept my surname, which is a bit odd. It's free, the account is free, and they don't use your data for anything other than to give you the flood warnings. So let's have a look and see what it says here. So you can either log out or whatever, but I've left it as it is.
Terms and conditions. Link.
The terms and conditions are there.
Environment agency guidance.
And the environment's agency guidance.
How can I be prepared? Link.
There's
what
that
to do
one
when
again.
It floods.
And
link.
That one again.
Environment agency website. Link.
And you can go to the environment agency website from here as well.
Natural Resources Wales.
Or to the Natural Resources.
Link to
Wales.
Website. Link.
There.
Data feeds last updated on developed by data
you.
Provided Natural Resources Wales. Copyright. Nat date link nat
so
and what out invite terms about flood web log web settings account option near me visited my locate overview home settings and help
settings and help
home settings and help settings and help home link image overview visited link
okay
home
so
link image home link home help visited overview visited. My look near me. Flood warning. You are in or near postcode TN91T.
So it's
near me. Home. Help. Overview. My look near me. Flood warnings near you. You are in or near postcode TN. There are currently no act. Overview of view. Visit.
Right.
Data feeds last. Data view. Over. There. You
now
are flood near.
Go.
My look. Over. Help. Home. Near me. Home. Help. Visited. Link. Went log out. Link. Flood. About flood alert. Link. Flood alert help.
Right. Here we are.
About flood alert. Terms and conditions. About flood alert. Link. Flood alert help. Flood alert help. About flood alert. Terms and conditions. About flood alert help.
Let's
about flood alert.
About
link.
Flood alert.
Over 5. About flood alert. V1 near me.
Now,
my locate near me. About flood alert. About flood alert. V1.5. This flood warning application allows you to get real-time updates on flood warnings near you, plus at key locations important to you and for anywhere in the rest of England and Wales. Over 5 million people in England and Wales live and work in properties that are at risk of flooding from rivers or the sea. Are you one of them? Everyone in an at-risk area needs to be aware of flooding and keep an eye on the water levels and weather situation, even when on the go. You can do this by checking the flood forecasts and the river and sea levels on the Environment Agency or Natural Resources Wales websites, by listening to local news and weather forecasts, or now by simply opening the Flood Alert application on your smartphone. Flood Alert includes flood warnings near you based on geolocation. You can see flood warnings within the vicinity of your current location and obtain more information about the risk you face. This innovative application provides information and practical advice on what you should do if at risk from flooding. It also links directly to the Environment Agency and Natural Resources Wales websites through the web browser on your phone or tablet, allowing you to access further information. The application has been designed for use on your smartphone and can also operate on tablets. When installed on a smartphone, you can communicate the risk of flooding to a friend or family member by text, email or telephone call. National View of Flood Warnings. A National View of the Environment Agency and Natural Resources Wales Flood Warnings is also available within this application. You can see the current flood warnings in force in each county, local authority or region, allowing you to monitor flood events on a national scale across England and Wales. Flood warnings for specific locations. You can register for a flood alert account where you can save up to 2 important locations, such as homes or local businesses. Once you have registered for an account, you will receive flood warnings up to 2 days in advance of when the flooding is expected to occur. Notifications will be provided for each of your saved locations, allowing you time to prepare well in advance of a flood event. About CH2N Hill. CH2N Hill is licensed by the Environment Agency to provide a flood warning service covering England and Wales and can produce custom applications and enterprise solutions using the flood warning, rainfall, river and sea level feeds to meet specific client needs. CH2N Hill are the developers of ISIS. www.ch2nhill.com/ISIS. Link. The industry standard software for flood modeling. CH2N Hill Elms House 43 Brook Green London W670F, United Kingdom. Visit our website. Link. Data feeds last updated on 26/01.
I thought I'd let that run so that you could hear what it had to say about that. Some very, very useful information there. And you can get extra help from there. And as you say, you can text the information to family and friends. If you, for example, in our case, if we were on flood warning and we needed a hand for people to come down and give us a hand, move stuff, we could send a text out quickly from the app. Or I could anyway, because I'm the only one that has an iPhone in this house, as my husband is an Android user. And we could get help, or we could just, you know, go from there. But a very useful application, I think, if you're like me in a flood risk area and need the information in advance. That's it from me then for this time. I'll say bye for now and take care, everyone, and stay dry. Bye for now.
This podcast has been brought to you by the AppleVis community. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.